Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Home-Based Business 101. My name is Isaiah. I have the pleasure of introducing the host. You know him. He's everybody's hero, my best friend. Will you please join me in welcoming my granddaddy, Baba Jahi?
Well, good morning. Hey, it's a beautiful Saturday morning, and thank you so much, Isaiah, as you do each and every morning, introducing this show to our listening audience. And, hey, you're my best friend and hero, too, and just love to be able to have you involved in helping us share this word here on Home-Based Business 101. Hey, you're listening to Baba Jahi this morning. You're listening to the We Work From Home Morning Show. Well, it's Saturday morning. We had a great week, and, hey, it's just been a great, great week and a great day in the world of home-based business. Oh, man, I had an exciting week and an exciting time last night with one of our business partners. Just seeing home-based business come alive, you know, you got to be involved in it. Well, I want to get started on today's show, and you know, read a little quote here and then get into our topic for the day. Change your thinking, change your life. Mind is the master power that molds and makes, and humans are mind and evermore. We humans take the tool of thought, and shaping what we will brings forth thousands of joys or thousands of ills. We think in secret and it comes to pass. Environment is but your looking glass. James Allen, As a Man Thinketh, 1902. Yes, environment is our looking glass, and things that we think about is what we become about. And with that said, this morning, our topic is information, motivation, and programming. Information, motivation, and programming. That's our topic and theme for this morning. And again, if you have a question, throughout the course of the broadcast, make sure that you text that question in to 252-406-0774. That's 252-406-0774. Topic and theme this morning again, information, motivation, and program. The ideas presented on this show may be exactly what you've been looking for. I have answered various problems for you, given insight into confusing situations, and proven that theories which you had in your head recently are right on the money. But in the final analysis, this show is merely a series of thoughts shared with you over these airways. If there is to be any real change in your financial situation, it is mostly going to be due to whatever actions you take to make those changes a reality. If you're like most of us, you need to be motivated on a continuing basis, as we all are products of our own bad habits, negative thoughts, and in some cases, poor surroundings. Thus, what we're going to talk about today is designed to help you do what is necessary to put yourself on the right track and stay there until success is achieved. And one of those things is, as I said yesterday, yesterday's show, you need to make sure you have a coach. You need to have someone that's working with you in your business, help you stay on track. The goal of wealth is a goal that will take years to reach. Remember, there's no instant success. This is not like instant coffee, Jell-O, and stuff like that. You know, you're going to have to put in the time. You got to do the work. You got to put in the time and do the work. Too often, where people fail is they quit on themselves. You know what I said? Most people that fail and going into business for themselves, whether it's home-based business, traditional business, is they fail because they quit on themselves. The idea would work, but they quit. The idea didn't quit. They quit. But make sure you don't quit on yourself. During that period of time, you know, to reach your goal, you will find that no matter how gung-ho and optimistic you start out, you will hit many periods where you will feel stagnation or regression. You will hit emotional lows where things in your personal life or the vibes in your surroundings will seem to tell you that it's useless, selfish, or impossible to do what you're trying to do. Every successful person in the world has had emotional downs and has had to figure out ways to bounce back. Your quest will be no different. There's going to be days that you're going to wake up and it just seems like everybody in the world woke up this morning to do one thing, dismantle your business. See, you're going to have them days. Believe me, I tell you all the time, business is a series of peaks and valleys. You're going to have those low points, but you're also going to have those high points. See, and too often we dwell on the low points and we forget about the high points. You know, I had an exciting evening last night. You know, one of my business partners was able to bring in a new business partner, and you know, we're so excited for them. I mean, and just watching the couple's eyes light up as we shared with them the possibilities that exist for them, and how we're going to be there for them, and the support that we're going to be able to give them. And then we went out to dinner, you know, and had an enjoyable meal and fellowship and talk. And just shared, you know, dreams of moving forward in this business. And that's the fun part of it. And that's a high point. That's a point that I need to make sure I always remember and don't forget when I get one of those low points. You will find that you will reach points of confusion where you just don't know what to do. There you will need new information and inspiration. With this, you will prepare a fresh assault against the obstacles in the way of your progress. Even if you do not suffer any emotional letdowns or confusion along the way to your fortune, you will most certainly encounter physical letdowns. There will be periods where you will feel lazy, uninspired, and lack the drive and discipline to plunge ahead and do what you know you should do. Ain't that something? There's going to be times, so when you feel that, don't think it's unique to you. We all go through this. There's going to be times when you're going to feel lazy and just don't feel like doing nothing. Hey, it's just one of them things. I assure you that such things are absolutely natural. As natural as all of these momentary setbacks are, however, they must be fought off continually and successfully. If we submit to our doubts, letdowns, and laziness from continued periods of times, we will be digging our own financial grave. Some people need to believe that good things will come to those who sit and wait because that's all they're going to do anyway. The smarter ones know that if they don't do it, it won't get done. See, good things come to those that wait, only after those that hustle have gotten everything else. Hey, so, you know, you don't want to sit back and wait. The answer to the battle against letdowns and doubts are information, motivation, and programming. See, this is what the key is. Information, motivation, and programming. You can, you will, and you must develop your own source of these three aids. They are the fuel and energy sources that will keep you running when you would normally stop. I will try to explain the following ideas and tie them together to the main purpose of what we want to share with together, the development of vision, understanding your own motivation patterns, and developing the ability to program yourself. See, so these key three A's, you know, you need to write down if you're taking notes, information, motivation, and programming. You have to, you know where to get your information from. You have to know how to motivate yourself and how to program yourself. Number one, you have to have a clear vision of what you want to accomplish and do. See, information, work, motivation, and programming mean absolutely nothing if a person hasn't made up their mind what they want to do in life. Too many people, this is the hardest part of the problem. Folks who have been only showing one side of life is perfectly natural for the situation to exist. See, if you only know in the work world, then, you know, when you have an idea, you want to go in business, you don't know where to start, what to do, you got to get the information, so you can figure out what business best suits your personality. And again, that's where having a coach comes in. You know, and again, hey, you can give us a call and get a complimentary coaching session. Again, the number is 252-406-0774, 252-406-0774, and you can call and get a complimentary coaching session. And, you know, we'll share some things with you, find out some things about you. Let's see if we have a match to be able to help you with your business planning and development. See, so, you know, this is perfectly natural for, you know, people not to know what they want to do. Common as it is, however, it must be overcome. The fortune builder must see something in his or her mind before they can determine which foot to put in which direction. It is not necessary to know exactly what we like to do 10 years from now, so as long as we develop a love or interest in something that is broad enough in scope that we can learn important skills and information. That information can be applied later to something altogether different should that eventually become necessary. In other words, start somewhere. Two of the many things you have to consider when you develop your vision are, what are the kinds of costs I'm going to have to pay to achieve this vision, and what are the final financial payoffs when I do achieve it? So, you know, what is the cost? We're not just talking about monetary costs. We're talking about, you know, the cost in time, talent, and money, your efforts. What is it going to cost you to accomplish what you want to accomplish? And you've got to start somewhere. Okay, and I'm going to give you some suggested reading list as we wrap this show up. What I want to go into next is point number two, understanding your motivation patterns. So we want to assist you in programming yourself for success, but no one knows more about how to motivate you than you do. You must eventually be clear within yourself about what turns you on. How have you been motivated to perform in the past? Why do you think that has worked? Were you motivated by strong support and confidence from close friends and family? Those persons may not be around to cheer you on with, you can do it, you can do it, when you tackle your greatest problem. Were you motivated by people telling you that you couldn't do something? Did you respond because you were teased, ridiculed, or dared into a challenge that you felt forced to accept? That is not a way to develop yourself and your confidence today, is it? Were you motivated by goals that always came from someone other than yourself, trying to please mom, dad, teachers, friends, or employers can make it difficult for grown men and women to realize that they control their own lives? As weird as it may sound, you may have to begin realizing and practicing the control of your own life. See, that's key. You've got to take ownership and control of your life. See, great is the person who's self-motivated. Again, that's what a coach can help you with, that inner self-drive. Too often, see, we're motivated by external factors. And when those people don't cheer for us, then we don't do. Again, as I said in one of the other shows, if you come out of a family where there's no other entrepreneurs for you to talk to, and you're depending on the people that's been workers to motivate you and cheer for you, they don't understand what you're trying to tackle in terms of running a business. So they don't, in most cases, you know, unless they're just a good loving person and gonna, you know, be thankful and praise you anyway because they believe in you and they just believe that, hey, you're gonna be successful at whatever you do and they encourage you, that's great. But in most cases they're concerned and they have doubt and, you know, and they'll tell you stuff like, you know, well, you can try that, but I think you really should be, you know, looking for a better job. And you already told them, you know, I'm working to get beyond that world. Okay. Whatever your patterns of motivation are, you must examine them to see what has made you tick up to now. These patterns may or may not be satisfactory from taking you to your wealthy place and comfort. See, and you got to decide what is it you want to do in terms of, you know, your home-based business. If you're looking to accomplish wealth, to working from home, or, you know, you're just looking to be able to be comfortable. And there's nothing wrong with that. You know, some of us, you know, hey, we have lofty dreams. My goal, become a billionaire. And some people say, that's, you're crazy. Well, hey, call me crazy. Doesn't bother me none. But that's my goal, become a billionaire. Why? Because I have some big things that I want to be able to give back to. I can't give back to them without the money. There's things I want to see changed in my community. I can get people support, but I need money. That's why I want to become a billionaire. Motivation in the context of this show is simply anything which helps you push yourself to your goals faster. This may include ideas which generate energy and excitement, or events which help convince you that your decisions and judgments were and are correct. Motivation can be the result of victories over things which used to scare away you. In short, what I'm trying to say is that before you made the decision to go in business for yourself, you were probably motivated by things which reflected on you as a person. Your image in the eye of others was what was important. After you make the decision to go in business for yourself, you must be much less motivated by a concern with how you appear to others and be more motivated by the thing which you have chosen to do, namely to build your business. To be overly concerned with the opinions of others is to put yourself in a position to be turned completely around and confused on an almost daily basis. Excuse me. See, that's a key factor there. Once you decide to go in business for yourself, the only others you should be worried about in terms of opinion and concern is people that's part of your mastermind group of other business owners or your coach, people that's helping you work on your self-development. The other people, you know, love them dearly, but cannot let them influence my business decisions because they're not in the business world. Okay, part three, developing the ability to program yourself. Okay, as we talked now, we talked about your vision, what is motivation, and now programming yourself. Most of us have a very negative reaction to the idea of being programmed. Many of you probably believe that any sort of programming is limiting or self-defeating, that the goal of humankind should be to reach some sort of natural, free from commercial, religious, and political influence. I believe that such a pure existence is not possible, and certainly not in America, because we are all bombarded with both strong and subtle messages and symbols to influence our habits and our thinking. The only reasonable alternative to this message bombardment seems to me to be is a person to at least choose their own programming as much as possible. See, programming is going on. You know, that's why I don't watch that thing called television. You know, I don't watch as much as most people do. Now, I do, you know, I do like seeing my tennis tournaments and you know, football games. You know, I'm more of a sports person, and now and then, you know, stuff like the History Channel, educational things. But you have to still be careful with that because they got little subtle messages they be slipping in there, you know, through the commercials and other stuff, the programming. By making a definite decision about what we will allow to enter our conscious and influence us, we guarantee our exposure to new and relevant information. By selecting from all of the available literature and other sources that reflect new ideas and examples of determination and discipline, we program ourselves for success. Now, in a real sense, this is exactly what happens in law school or medical school. Students read and study thousands of pages of programming material relating to the world of law or medicine that they are about to enter. Law schools and medical schools leave little room of time for other programming to enter the mind of their students. Thus, after 3 or 4 years, you have been well programmed to become a doctor or lawyer coming out of school. As a person that's going to build a home-based business, you must be studying the home-based business industry and other businesses and avenues through which various fortunes have been made. It is very difficult to do this reading and studying on a consistent basis and not begin to see yourself fitting into it, this world of high finance and independence. Once you see how you fit into such a world and follow through on your action plan, you, like the law and medical student, will actually become what you are reading about. That is so powerful. See, this is self-programming. You will find also that through self-programming that many negative attitudes and situations which are a natural part of your environment will not be as likely to penetrate you and slow you down. See, you know, you build yourself, you build a bubble around yourself. Other individuals will be trying for self-improvement through half-hearted attitudes and actions. In a sense, to be self-programmed is to almost be like being high. Instead of being high on drugs or alcohol, it is caused by the ideas of the fortune villa develops to take him or her where they wish to go. Instead of a high leading to a kind of fantasy world in the mind, it leads to real-world success, which may seem like a fantasy to the doubters and pessimists around you. See, you know, it's like you're going to hear people say stuff like this when you're really focusing on your business and doing what you do, you got to do. As Robert Kiyosaki say, you know, I got my mind on my business and my business on my mind. And people go, you're tripping. You know, you're tripping. You know, just like, you know, when somebody's high, you're tripping. Why? Because they don't understand self-development and programming. I have people, you know, that told me, so I don't want to read them kind of books of people trying to control your mind. No, they're not trying to control your mind. They're giving you thoughts for how to develop your mind. The difference between somebody controlling your mind and helping you develop your mind. And, see, the thing is this. You know, there's some extreme ills going on in general society, extreme negativism in general society. And that's a 1-2 bunch which demands a stream program. You cannot have a strong program without using programming itself. See, so you have to have a strong program of self-development. This is key here. We've talked about information, motivation, and programming, and you have to be able to program yourself, people. To become a successful business owner, you have to program yourself. You can get the information, you can motivate, but you got to be able to program yourself. You don't do that, you're not going to make it. Because in today's world, you're going to be bombarded with, you can't do it. Why should you be doing it? Who you think you are? You think you're better than me? You know, and so I hope that you're not one of those people that, what I call friend stuff, that you need to have a ton of friends. Because I'm going to tell you something. Majority of my closest friends now are people that are involved in business with me. Friends I grew up with, you know, hey, I still see some of them now and then, but we're in different worlds. And the worlds that we're in are worlds apart. You know, I wish sometimes that I could just wave a magic wand and take them with me. It would be so much fun. You know, like things we did as children to be able to do together as adults, but we're in different worlds. And they have chosen the world of negativity and self-doubt. Self-belief. I remember one time a person came past my house because I'm going to give you, you know, some suggestive reading lists. A person came past my house and they looked, they saw my library. The person said, "Wow, you read all of them books?" I said, "Yeah, so I'm going to go back and reread them." Then the person asked me the craziest question. "Wow, you read all of them books? Your head don't hurt." The average person in America reads less than one book a year. That is sad. What is their source of information? Commercial programming. Television. You know how I broke that word down? Television. Tell lie. L-I-E. Tell lie vision. They tell you lies that shape your vision. Hope you got that now. See, they tell you lies that shape your vision. I'm not going to get into a lot of political stuff this morning. I mean, you know, but I just want you to understand that so that when you watch the television and you look at the news, make sure you read between the lines. Why are they telling me this? What are they programming me for? What are they setting me up for? See, yeah, now, you know, you want to keep up with what's going on so you know how to be safe in the crazy world that we live in. But you don't have to watch 40 hours of TV a week to do that. You notice how they got a lot of these shows, you know, these shows, CSI, prepare you so you think about crime and grime all the time and you think that everybody's out to get you. You got some nuts out here, but you got a lot of good people out here too. We don't see programs about the good things that people do. One of my favorite programs, you know, it didn't last for so long, Touched by an Angel. Oh, boy, I used to love that program. See, now I would watch stuff like that. So you need to have more shows like that. Touched by an Angel, if you ever saw that show before. You know, I mean, hey, that was a great show. Okay, as I promised, you know, as we close, I'm going to give you a suggested reading list. Here's some books that you can read to help you with getting yourself off and being able to have some positive programming. One of the classics is Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill. But you want to read the book that also he wrote before that, The Law of Success in 16 Lessons by Napoleon Hill. That was a book that he wrote before he wrote Think and Grow Rich. Another great book, Success with Positive Mental Attitude by Napoleon Hill and W. Clement Stone. Success with Positive Mental Attitude. If you're not able to write these down, you know, fast enough as I go through them, remember, you can always go back and listen to the archive show of this morning and, you know, stop and pause because all shows are archived here on Home Based Business 101. You go to www.blogtalkradio.com/ all one word, Home Based Business 101. And you can pull up any show that you've heard on here and we take notes. The Power of Positive Thinking by Norman Vincent Peale. Great book. Great book. Great book. See, and these books is going to, you know, what's going to happen is they're going to help shape your mind and give you, you know, positive thoughts. See, you know, and it takes me to a song of mine, you know, one of my favorite songs, Rastaman Vibration by Bob Marley. You know, hey, if you get down and you quarrel every day, you're saying prayers to the devil, I say. You just cannot live in a negative way, if you know what I mean. It's a new sign. It's a new day. Pick it up now. Hey, pick it up now. Hey, see, positive vibrations. Yeah, you got to think positive. You got to think positive. Okay, let me get to this reading list because we got down about a minute and a half left before our show ends this morning. Spiritual Marketing by Joe Vitale. Great book. It has five things in there you need to do to become successful. Meet and Grow Rich by Joe Vitale, which is a great book on how to meet people. Also, how to set up your mastermind group and what y'all should be looking for out of each other. The 7 Law Secrets of Success by Joe Vitale. Great, another great book. And again, like I said, you can go back to the archives. You can get these notes down or you can, you know, give me a call, 252-406-0774. I'll make sure you get this reading list. Cracking the Millionaire Code by Robert Allen and Mark Victor Hansen, one of a book I really love. Another book by them, The Enlightened Millionaire by Robert Allen and Mark Victor Hansen. And here's two great books by Mark Yonell, The Lotus Code. This other book is My First Year in Network Marketing. And this other book is you know, it's a must book for all home-based business people. Lower Your Taxes Big Time by Sandy Botkin. Lower Your Taxes Big Time by Sandy Botkin. And that book is it's a great book. Sandy Bach is a retired IRS attorney. And he has a Tax Reduction Institute, which you can Google and pull up online. Here's two other great books, Live Your Dreams by Les Brown and What Makes the Great Great by Dennis Kimbrough. Live Your Dreams by Les Brown and What Makes the Great Great by Dennis Kimbrough. So, hey, as we wrap up today's show, it's been a pleasure to share this information with you. And, you know, I hope you got a lot out of it. And, you know, the thing you want to do is make sure that you stay happy. Stay happy in the journey and keep moving forward. There's an easy path through life and a hard path. You can crawl up the Rocky Mountain or you can take an escalator through life. It's all a matter of choice. But without proper programming, you're going to have a hard time. So make sure you program yourself properly. And last quote, remember this. Spirit is present and operates in everything. Spirit always expresses itself perfectly by law. Law is the uniform and orderly method of an omnipotent God. So what are you feeding your spirit? What are you feeding your spirit? And let your spirit guide you to your success. With that said, hey, this has been Baba Jahi on the We Work For Morning Show. We Work From Home Morning Show here on Home Based Business 101. Have a blessed day, a blessed weekend, and catch us again tomorrow morning, Sunday morning, 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, 8 Central, 7 Mountain, and 6 o'clock Pacific Time in the morning for another edition of the We Work From Home Morning Show. Until next time, God bless you. Have a wonderful day.